the mini set. So while she makes her way up to the stage, I've had the pleasure of seeing Peg Espinosa perform many times, and I don't know if she's mouthing something there to me, and she's written some fine songs, some humorous, some a little bit naughty, and I enjoy them all. Please welcome Peg Espinosa.
Thank you. If I stop calling you Kenny, will you call me Peg Espinola? Good. No problem. Actually, I decided not to sing tonight because I haven't written any. Well, I've written one new song and I keep singing it out over and over and I'm getting a little tired of it. So I found this spoken word piece in a folder that I had. It was just musing. I did it for my own enjoyment, but or my own therapy, and I wrote it on November 5th, 2010, which was, believe it or not, the beginning of the 2012 political campaign. It was also the ending of the year in which I lost my boyfriend, Dave. So, night came while I was napping. I got up and the blinds were open and the windows looked like open mouths, hungering for food, light, solace for a grieving heart. The evening loomed ahead, empty of pleasure. Yes, there were tasks to do, laundry to distract, papers to throw away or file, something on the TV for sure, something. There is always the phone and Facebook. I don't want any of those things. I want you, my lover, or you, or you. Each of you in your own compartment of blessed memory, a smile here, smooth skin there, holding hands, walking, dreaming of a life together or not, lovers for a year or for decades. And in the midst of all this yearning and sadness, a call from the College Republican National Survey. Who do I want for president in 2012? Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee or... The mood is broken. I hang up and go about my business. Thank you.
Poignant poem by Peg Espinola. How about another hand?